SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has announced the start of an annual special event of respect to mark the Islamic holy month of Ramadan, which will include Ukraine's head of state.
Hundreds of thousands of Muslims in Ukraine and the Muslim community of the world, different countries, different nations observe a strict fast during the holy month of Ramadan. When the sun sets, the iftar dinner takes place. In Ukraine, it is respected everywhere and even at the front line, even in combat conditions. The Crimean Tatar people respect Ramadan. Respect should always be mutual. Therefore, starting this year, such a special event of respect will be held annually in Ukraine with the participation of the head of state. And today for the first time at the Crimean Tatar Cultural Center.
Mr. Zelensky also went on to thank Muslims globally for their support in his country's conflict against Russia.
I had the honor to reward our soldiers, Ukrainian Muslims, who are fighting together with everyone in the defense forces of Ukraine. I had the honor of sharing iftar with our soldiers, representatives of the Mijlis, and the entire Ukrainian Muslim community. And I want to thank everyone in the big world Muslim community who support our principle, the principle that no one is allowed to destroy the peace with aggression, which is given to everyone on earth equally by God, who values every nation as much as we do in Ukraine.
Meanwhile, at least one person was killed and 13 others wounded in Donetsk after the central district of the Russian-controlled Ukrainian city was hit by shelling. Local Russian-installed investigators at the scene say they suspected a Vampir multi-launch rocket system had been used by Ukraine in the shelling.
It appears they used a Vampir MLRS multi-launch rocket system to shell the place, which is a Czech modification of the Grod MLRS. As a result of the shelling, civilians have been killed. People have been wounded.
This comes after Russian officials said 9 people were killed in separate attacks in Russian-controlled areas of Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region one day prior. While the Ukrainian military claims it downed a Russian Su-25 ground attack jet near Marinka in the Donetsk region, it released a video on Friday that appears to show the plane crashing into the ground, followed by a large explosion. And Ukrainian howitzers have fired rounds of artillery shells from the forest near recaptured Lyman in northern Donetsk. Unit Commander Victor tells Reuters that using a self-driving howitzer was convenient as it allows for quick maneuvers.
This is a self-driving howitzer, a great machine because it's very mobile. We can quickly move into our position, quickly aim for the target, quickly fire, and then quickly leave so that the enemy can't hit us.
Elsewhere, jailed American Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich has been formally charged with espionage in Russia. In the Russian legal system, the filing of charges means the formal start of a criminal probe. Mr. Gershkovich has categorically denied all accusations against him and states that he was engaged in journalistic activities in Russia. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.